We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, sweet viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C, Intelsat 907 and Intelsat 805. A reminder for viewers in Central and South America, Supreme Master Television is moving from Intelsat 907 to Intelsat 805. There will be transmission to both satellites from now until July 31st, 2009. To watch Supreme Master Television on the new satellite, please use the downlink parameters as follows. Satellite Intelsat 805, location 55.5 degrees west, frequency 3771 MHz, polarization vertical, symbol rate 13333, FEC auto or 5 over 6.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 22 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, helping news for a revitalizing world. In animal news, an Australian researcher discovers that a tiny marsupial plays a vital role in arid environments. Miss Alex James of the University of New South Wales found the nighttime exploration for food by the bilby marsupial was exceptionally helpful in regenerating the desert. Areas excavated by the little animal held up to double the levels of nitrogen and carbon nutrients as soil which had not been dug. This is very conducive in aiding plant growth. In addition, Miss James discovered that the borrowing betong has a similar positive effect. Our appreciation, Miss Alex James, for shedding light on the important contribution of these two industrious animal co-inhabitants. May we cherish all of God's unique and special creatures.
And now for some laughter with a joke told by Supreme Master Qinghai, entitled Shop Signs.
Two kids who have never been out of their countryside farm before went to the big city one day. On the street, in a corner, in a shop, they saw a lot of signs, like suits, $10 each, shirts, $5 each, trousers, 2.5 per pair. One said to the other, "My God, we can buy a whole lot of those, and then when we go home, we can sell it to our villagers and make a lot of money." "Okay, I just go into the shop now. You stay here and wait for me." He come in and say, "I will take 100 suits for $10 each, another 100 shirts for $2 each, and 50 pairs of trousers, which is $2.50 each. I will bring my car here and then load them on." The shop owner say, "Sorry, sir, we are not selling anything here." The kid say, "But you have written all over on the window about the price of these suits and trousers and shirts." The shop owner say, "Yeah, but this is a laundry shop."
And now for our viewers' hotline concerning the Save Mother Earth concert in Mongolia.
What an absolutely wonderful, beautiful and touching concert and outstanding performances from a far from home country for me. Great, great people, my best compliments. I laugh and have hope for a better world. Thomas from Germany.
Congenial Thomas, good to hear from you. The rich and exquisite Mongolian cultural performances were indeed incredible. We join you in prayers and hope that a vegan world of compassion and brotherly well-wishing is just around the corner. With God's love to you and all the refined citizens of Germany.
Do you have a hotline today? We would be delighted to hear your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or log on to www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thanking you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your every moment be blessed with the ever merciful love of heaven. Channel 66 on TV cable Parana. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Squatre, Seling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dahul Province, Channel 8 on Dahun Broadcasting System. In Ska, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision, Channel 47, and Orange Cable Companies, Channel 65. In Utul, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Hu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Shonghua Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Qinghe Cable TV. Yongja Le Cable TV on Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qinmen County, Channel 105 on Mincheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Kingdom launches a €2.3 million carbon challenge fund for the Northwest region. In animal news, research reveals that a tiny marsupial plays a vital role in arid environments. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 22nd, is the beginning of the 12th International Vegan Festival, taking place at the Catholic University of Rio de Janeiro in Brazil. Continuing for 4 days, this vibrant gathering is sponsored by the United Kingdom-based International Vegetarian Union. Workshops and seminars feature speakers from across the globe, and a course on veganism is offered for health professionals. Uplifting music and art, as well as plant-based nutrition and cooking classes, will also be presented. Kudos and our many thanks, International Vegetarian Union, for holding this marvelous event. May the compassionate participants share the news far and wide that being vegan will save our planetary home.
Lion News. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from China. More than 300,000 people in southwestern China were affected by heavy rains at the end of June, along with the effects of a strong earthquake that struck in Sichuan Province on June 30th. For both disasters, Supreme Master Qinghai asked our association's relief team to check if any urgent aid was needed. On July 2nd, she sent a $30,000 donation, an amount that could purchase $235,000 in relief supplies in the United States, based on China's cost of living. Supreme Master Qinghai often asks for updates on the victims' situation. With Master's permission, we would like to share from the latest report.
July 18, 2009, Most Merciful Master, regarding Hunan Province. From June 28th to July 2nd, the year's most severe rainstorm caused floods, landslides, overflowing rivers, and the collapse of many houses. Starting July 7th, the relief team delivered rice to 175 of the most affected households with the help of the local government. Families with collapsed houses also received monetary gifts for urgent items.
Regarding Jiangxi Province, on July 10th, our association's relief team went to Yuxian County, where we found that the local government had already assisted by promptly distributing rice as well as funds for those who lost their homes and crops. We thus brought heat stroke prevention medicine, drinking water, and $600 in cash to give to some of the villagers in need, along with pamphlets to inform them about the vegan solution to global warming.
Regarding Sichuan Province, on June 30th, a 5.6 magnitude earthquake struck the Yang and Mianzhu cities of Sichuan Province. To date, no casualties have been reported. Upon investigating the situation as Master had urged, our association's relief team confirmed that the affected area has been restored to normal and there is no need for help. We are very grateful for Master's love and care for the people. Relief team in China.
We are thankful to Supreme Master Qinghai for allowing us to share these details with our concerned viewers. We also thank our association's foreign group for this report. Our gratefulness, Chinese government officials, for your help to the people following these distressful flood events. We especially appreciate Supreme Master Qinghai's loving aid and our association's relief team for their dedicated work. Our prayers for a lessening of disasters worldwide, and that kinder hearts and actions meanwhile create a safer atmosphere for all.
Heavy rains devastate Mongolia. The worst rainstorm in years has triggered floods in the western province of Gobi Altai, where at least 26 people perished and 126 families were left homeless, with approximately 1,800 who incurred property loss. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, nearly 300 persons were evacuated after an embankment was breached. The Mongolian government is providing emergency funds and temporary shelter for those most in need, with local officials taking precautions as meteorologists warn of more heavy rains and possible flooding this week throughout the country. Supreme Master Qinghai immediately pledged $10,000, asking our local association members to go help and comfort the afflicted, while conveying her sorrow and prayers. This amount could purchase $147,000 in emergency items obtained in the United States based on Mongolia's cost of living. Our thankfulness to Supreme Master Qinghai for her far-reaching care to the most vulnerable. We are saddened by the losses to this calamity as we pray for the protection of the affected Mongolian people in working to recover their normal day-to-day lives. May such potential dangers be eased as humanity more gently regards all beings on Earth.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Swine flu expected to worsen in the fall. During a press conference, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's, or CDC's, Rear Admiral Anne Shewcutt, MD, shared the organization's most recent observations on the swine flu, including its continued spread in the Northern Hemisphere outside the normal flu season.
This virus is not going away. The patterns we've been seeing with the 2009 H1N1 virus are quite different from seasonal influenza. Well, this virus is continuing to cause illness and outbreaks in the summer months here in the U.S. We're seeing disease, including severe illness and fatalities, in a generally younger population from what we see with seasonal influenza. And those have been one of the reasons that we've been quite concerned in the spring and continuing on in the summer.
Dr. Shewcutt also warned that the flu would likely get worse at the end of summer.
We think there may be challenges when people return to schools and our communities get back into sort of the regular times with lots of kids congregating together. We need to remember that influenza is unpredictable, including this new strain, the 2009 H1N1 virus, and we don't know the extent of the challenges that we're going to face in the weeks and months ahead. So that the main message is the virus isn't gone. We are concerned that there'll be challenges in the fall. We're working hard to be ready for them.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved seasonal flu vaccine will only protect against three standard flu strains this fall, not the deadly swine flu. British Airways and Virgin Atlantic Airways of UK are banning anyone showing signs of illness from their flights. Globally, the virus continues to spread rapidly, and Albania has confirmed her first swine flu case.
Meanwhile, a 25-year-old Egyptian woman lost her life when she succumbed to the grip of the disease while making the Muslim Umrah pilgrimage to Saudi Arabia. This was the first swine flu-related death in Egypt, where 10 new cases were confirmed on Sunday alone.
The official count also continues to climb globally and has reached 143,841 across 138 countries with 813 fatalities, worrying increases that reflect just a fraction of swine flu's actual toll.
Rear Admiral Dr. Shewcutt, we appreciate your words of caution as well as the efforts of all other officials and personnel working to contain this pandemic. We sorrow to hear of such tragedies resulting from the factory farm-borne swine flu virus and pray for the quick recovery of all afflicted. Let us all unite in adopting the wholesome vegan lifestyle to diminish such devastating illnesses and ensure a brighter world.
Alternative living. Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious, life-saving food. Percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc. 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc. 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc. 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets, capsules, are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and Pace disease, or PMWS, etc., to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily. It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good, its health, its economy, its ecology, its compassion, It's peace. It's noble.
For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below. al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vegsoc.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
First moonwalk honored.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
The original National Aeronautics and Space Administration Apollo 11 crew, comprised of Major General Michael Collins, Mr. Neil Armstrong, and Colonel Edward Buzz Aldrin, were met by U.S. President Barack Obama at the White House, where they were celebrated for their momentous accomplishment 40 years ago.
So, I think on this 40th anniversary, we are, all of us thankful and grateful to all of you for what you've done. And we expect that there's, as we speak, another generation of kids out there who are looking up at the sky, and maybe the next Armstrong, Collins, and Aldrin.
Their talks turned to possible future travels to Mars or a return to the moon. Other commemorations being held throughout the week include festivities at the mission launch location in Kennedy Space Center, Florida, and at Mission Control in the Johnson Space Center of Houston, Texas. In 1999, during the Oscar Gala Night of 100 Stars, Mr. Edward Buzz Aldrin and his wife Lois had the opportunity to meet Supreme Master Ching Hai, where they enjoyed a conversation together. Our respectful accolades, Colonel Edward Buzz Aldrin, Mr. Neil Armstrong, Major General Michael Collins, and National Aeronautics and Space Administration, on your historic contributions to our world. As more wonderful discoveries are made, may we continue to grow in appreciation and respect of our awesome universe.
Singers promote peace in Northern Africa. Having formed their own Mugrub trio, Tunisian singer Madi Amin, Algeria's Abdou Drayassa, and Libya's Asma Salim are traveling in a month-long concert tour throughout Tunisian cities to bring unity and peace through artistic expression to the North African Mugrub people of Algeria, Morocco, Tunisia, and Libya. Starting in northern Tunisia, the three will be performing well-known classic and modern Mugrub music. Ms. Salim said, "We want to send a message to say that art can bring the Mugrub people together." Our accolades to you, Ms. Salim, Mr. Amin, and Mr. Drayassa, for your noble goals of spreading harmony through music. May heaven grace your tour and the Mugrub people with brotherly love.
Australia's major city approves alcohol-free zones. The City Council of Sydney has voted in favour of 22 alcohol-free regions, including an area called The Block, which is owned by the Aboriginal Housing Company. The request for The Block zoning was made by Aboriginal elders in efforts to bring harmony and safety to the Indigenous community. Deputy Lord Mayor Marcel Hoff said it enables the elders to gently say, "Look, this is an alcohol-free zone. Don't drink here, please." And it works. Bravo, Sydney City Council and Aboriginal elders, for your decision to better the society and our younger generation. May your neighbourhoods be graced with tranquility and peace.
Alcohol consumption linked to aggressive prostate cancer. According to a recent study published in the Medical Journal of the American Cancer Society, heavy drinking is now linked to an increased incidence of high-grade prostate cancer, which is the most aggressive form of the disease. Alcohol consumption has also been shown to reduce the effectiveness of certain medications prescribed to decrease the risk of prostate cancer. Our heartfelt thanks, University of California researchers, for your evaluation that highlights once more the damaging effects of alcohol consumption. May substances such as these become a thing of the past as more and more people choose lives of health and mental clarity. Some of the tragic tolls of alcohol. 2.3 million alcohol-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of alcohol-related illnesses. $186.4 billion U.S. dollars in the United States. Up to $210 to $665 billion U.S. dollars globally. Disease. Higher amounts of alcohol increase the cancer risk. Even half a glass of wine daily increases the risk of mouth or throat cancer by 168%. Cancer of the liver, breast, colon, esophagus, rectum. Liver disease. Cardiovascular disease. Mental toxicity. Brain damage. Amnesia and dementia. Brain shrinkage. Organ failure. Heart, liver, kidneys, stomach, pancreas, eyes. Birth defects. Mental retardation. Fetal alcohol syndrome. Stunted growth. Facial deformity. Sudden infant death syndrome. Miscarriage. Alcohol-related violence. Child abuse, 50% of cases. Violence toward loved ones, 30% of cases. Violent acts, 40 to 80% of cases. Suicides, 20 to 50% of cases, plus more. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Save our planet. Two-thirds of the planet's species may soon be gone. Dr. Peter Raven, an accomplished U.S. conservationist, professor of botany at Washington University in Missouri, USA, and president of the Missouri Botanical Garden, gave a keynote speech at the 23rd International Congress for Conservation Biology, or ICCB, in Beijing, China, where he stated that because of habitat destruction, climate change, and other human-related activities, many of the world's species could disappear even before many of them have been formally discovered.
Dr. Raven said, "Currently several thousand species are lost every year, and very soon the number could rise to more than 10,000. He encouraged greater public awareness on species protections, along with more parks and nature reserves.
Dr. Raven and the International Congress for Conservation Biology, your efforts to raise awareness of the plight of all species and our planet are much needed and appreciated. Let us all join in promoting sustainable living that honors and preserves all life."
Ever concerned for Earth's survival, during a video conference in August 2008 with our association members in Canada, Supreme Master Qinghai suggested steps that humanity can take to protect our co-inhabitants.
If we just protect our environment and we turn our heart into a compassionate way of life, then like attracts like. If we treasure life, then life will be coming back in abundance. I'm also sorry, like you, because some beautiful animals, some beautiful species are just gone. If we don't do anything to protect the animals and the planet, maybe in the future we will be only looking at them from photos, like a history, like dinosaur or something. But we are doing what we can. We just have to remind everybody to be veg and to be kind to the animals. That's the only way we can protect them.
Save our planet. Office plants shown to restore indoor environments. Studies from around the world are confirming the beneficial effects of workplace plants on not only health but also concentration and performance. Australian research has found that people working in plant-filled offices are less likely to sneeze or cough, are more mentally optimistic, and less likely to quit. US scientists have shown that even in windowless office environments, where people were using computers, 12% had a quicker reaction time when plants were present. And in the UK, researchers revealed that stress levels are lower in a plant-filled office, with recovery from stressful events also being quicker. Many thanks, international scientists, for reminding us of the many gifts of the natural world. Let us strive to appreciate their contributions and live in greater harmony with the ecosphere.
Save our planet. Tibetan Buddhist guru and devotees engage in eco-pilgrimage. The 12 Gaurang Drukpa, along with 750 monks, nuns, and other followers, have completed a 6-week, 400-kilometer walk through the Himalayas, where they picked up plastic and other waste to raise public awareness on environmental issues. During their trek, the group gathered some 60,000 discarded plastic bottles and 5,000 carbonated drink cans as they visited more than 30 villages, distributing recyclable canvas bags as alternatives to plastic along with talks about the environment. Your Holiness Gaurang Drukpa and devotees, we laud your noble efforts to restore the purity of the legendary and life-giving Himalayas. May we all be reminded to care for a beautiful planetary home.
Save Our Planet. Claremont Primary School in London, UK, has been funded through a national grant to install a greenhouse with raised beds for growing their own fruits and vegetables, as well as coordinate with retirement centres for the children to gain gardening knowledge from the elderly.
Save Our Planet. UK Minister for the Marine and Natural Environment, Huaranka Davis, joins British celebrities, animal advocates, and artists in a boycott of Japanese fish restaurant Nobu to encourage the removal of the endangered bluefin tuna from its menu.
Save Our Planet. Little Greenie, a solar-powered vacation home in Golden Bay, New Zealand, that costs under $27 a year for heating and water, receives the National Energy Efficiency and Conservation Authority's highest rating for an energy-efficient home.
Save Our Planet. University of Nottingham researchers in the UK discover that single-celled plankton, a plant vital to marine life, successfully avoided climate change-related mass extinctions by taking refuge on the ocean floor, returning to the surface only after conditions were once again safe.
Hello everyone, I'm Pitu, one of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds. I'm vegan, and I'm here with a tip on animal safety at the ocean. If you decide to visit the amazing life in tide pools in your area, or while you are on vacation, please watch out for our marine friends. Be careful when walking near the pools. There are some animals like barnacles that live on the rocks and also tiny creatures that stay under some smaller stones. The best way to view the animals there is to wait quietly near a pool, and eventually you will see more beautiful beings moving around. Enjoy. Thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Let's now see what the weather from around the world looks like.
In the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association news from South Korea, Start Over Again with a Book was the theme of the 2009 Seoul International Book Fair held at the COEX Convention Center in Seoul. More than 800 publishers from 21 countries participated in this five-day event, which highlighted the importance of storytelling in various cultures. Our association members from Seoul hosted a colorful booth displaying Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestsellers, The Dogs in My Life, The Birds in My Life, and The Noble Wilds.
이 책을 보고 난 후에 개들과 새들을 키우고 싶은 마음이 들었어요. 앞으로 동물들 그런 걸 잡아먹지 않고 두부나 이런 거 많이 먹을 거예요, 야채들.
이 책을 보니까 동물들의 감정이나 느낌 같은 거를 많이 나타내 주고 있어서 감명 깊었어요.
The DVD, The Dogs and Birds in My Life, was played for enthusiastic guests. Our association members also distributed SOS flyers about the seriousness of global warming and how a plant-based diet would reduce its effects. Our sincere thankfulness, Seoul International Book Fair, and all participants for helping to share so many beneficial publications. May the wisdom we gain from precious books help us to act virtuously.
In environmental news, United Kingdom's Northwest Regional Development Agency, NWRDA, allocates €2.3 million to help reduce emissions. The Carbon Challenge Fund will support projects that show substantial carbon savings. It is part of the NWRDA's action plan to assist England's northwest area in transitioning to a low-carbon economy by 2020. Businesses and the public will be involved in the program and encouraged to adopt eco-friendly measures. We are grateful, Northwest Regional Development Agency, for your dedication to protecting our planet. May all technology be clean and green for the benefit of all Earth's inhabitants. Up next on Noteworthy News, marsupials play an important role in Australian arid environments. We'll take a meditative walk around the garden and be right back. Stay tuned for more delightful news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, helping news for a revitalizing world. In animal news, an Australian researcher discovers that a tiny marsupial plays a vital role in arid environments. Miss Alex James of the University of New South Wales found the nighttime exploration for food by the bilby marsupial was exceptionally helpful in regenerating the desert. Areas excavated by the little animal held up to double the levels of nitrogen and carbon nutrients as soil which had not been dug. This is very conducive in aiding plant growth. In addition, Miss James discovered that the burrowing betong has a similar positive effect. Our appreciation, Miss Alex James, for shedding light on the important contribution of these two industrious animal co-inhabitants. May we cherish all of God's unique and special creatures.
And now for some laughter with a joke told by Supreme Master Qinghai entitled Shop Signs.
Two kids who have never been out of their countryside farm before went to the big city one day. On the street, in a corner, in a shop, they saw a lot of signs, like suits, $10 each, shirts, $5 each, trousers, 2.5 per pair. One said to the other, "My God, we can buy a whole lot of those, and then when we go home, we can sell it to our villagers and make a lot of money." "Okay, I just go into the shop now. You stay here and wait for me." He come in and say, "I will take 100 suits for $10 each, another 100 shirts for $2 each, and 50 pairs of trousers, which is $2.50 each. I will bring my car here and then load them on." The shop owner say, "Sorry, sir, we are not selling anything here." The kids say, "But you have written all over on the window about the price of these suits and trousers and shirts." The shop owner say, "Yeah, but this is a laundry shop."
And now for our viewers' heartline concerning the Save Mother Earth concert in Mongolia.
What an absolutely wonderful, beautiful and touching concert and outstanding performances from a far from home country for me. Great, great people. My best compliments. I laugh and have hope for a better world. Thomas from Germany.
Congenial Thomas, good to hear from you. The rich and exquisite Mongolian cultural performances were indeed incredible. We join you in prayers and hope that a vegan world of compassion and brotherly well-wishing is just around the corner. With God's love to you and all the refined citizens of Germany.
Do you have a hotline today? We would be delighted to hear your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or log on to www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thanking you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your every moment be blessed with the ever merciful love of heaven.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Professor Fatemi Bishri of Qatar has been granted a U.S. Fulbright scholarship to teach Arabic at Madison University in Wisconsin, USA, making her the first Qatari woman to receive such an honor.
The UK's Centre for Social Justice publishes Every Family Matters, a report that recommends couples to wait 3 months before divorce proceedings to reflect and consider reconciliation.
The synchronization of an electricity network between Kuwait and Qatar marks the successful completion of the first stage of a larger Gulf Cooperation Council, or GCC, electricity linkage project.
In the town of Barry in Wales, UK, a local builder and firefighters successfully rescue a baby seagull from a 3-day stranding at the bottom of a chimney as they carefully return the little bird to its nest.
Abu Dhabi's transfer department in the United Arab Emirates announces a program to decrease private vehicle use and road congestion by adding new bus routes and creating easier access for all passengers.
U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton continues her tour of India, where she and national leaders discuss how to reduce emissions while supporting Indian economic growth.
Historic Suzdal, Russia hosts the 7th International Cucumber Festival, paying tribute to the versatile vegetable with foods ranging from cucumber jam to cookies, along with a prize for the best cucumber-style costume.
Due to growing popularity, the Benguet Vegetable Processing Center, which purchases produce from local farmers, has at least doubled production of its vegetable-enriched noodles.
Bahrain's Crown Prince Sheikh Salam bin Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa encourages Arab leaders toward contacting Israeli media directly to convey their unified desire for peace.
Two Afghan mountaineers become the first nationals ever to reach the summit of the 7,492-meter peak of Mount Noshak, the highest in the country.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.